This one's called The Real Truth. What is truth? Pilate sneered at Jesus. Truth is relative. I don't believe in absolute truth, says the college student, or the college professor. Science is man's way to move toward truth, say more and more Americans. But we're a long way from it. We can increase our knowledge of the universe, but we'll never get there. But at the time we're putting our faith in science, astrologers and psychics are more popular than ever. People seek truth. In fact, there's a tremendous amount of energy devoted to seeking it. But they seem convinced it's quite elusive, even that it changes. It's relative. When you get close to it, it moves away. Christians mostly believe the opposite. The truth is stable, absolute, knowable, and in the Bible. Some say only in the Bible. We discover biblical truth by studying, by mining its gold through prayerful reading, from commentaries, from sermons about it. By studying it together, we gain new insights from each other. The scholarship of professionals reveals more and more of God's truth and leads us closer and closer to it as time passes. We seem to think it's like science. By patient labor, we can increase our understanding of this universe, the Bible, but we'll never really get there. We can learn the truth, but we can't ever get to the truth with a capital T. Is this what Jesus taught us? No, it really isn't, said my friend Melanie. We were discussing truth after her son came home from college saying, everything's relative. But he did teach us to study the Bible, didn't he? I asked. Oh, yes, he did, she replied, and he knew the scriptures very well. He was always quoting them. But he didn't say they were the truth. I was quite surprised. I've never heard anything like that, I said. What do you mean? Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So it can't be unreachable or unknowable. He told us we will know it. And he didn't say, only after years of painful study. Though study is wonderfully profitable, it isn't really necessary because he told us the real way to know the real truth. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. He didn't say he was telling them the truth, though he surely was. He didn't say he'd cause a book to be written that would be the truth, though he surely did. He said he is the truth. He said that if we know him, we'll know the Father, the creator of the universe. But what does all that mean, I asked. How can we know the truth, then? She just smiled warmly until I answered my own question. By knowing Jesus. Exactly, she said. That's the only way to know the truth with a capital T. We can know facts, true statements, true love. We can learn truth from the Bible and from each other. But we can know the truth only by knowing Jesus Christ. Do you know him? Really know him up close and personal? Well, I think I know him, I said quietly. But I guess not too close and not too personally. It's the most important thing for every Christian, Melanie said. It was for Paul. He told the Philippians in chapter 3, whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ and be found in him. Everything rubbish, his religious background, his education, his standing among peers, even his scriptural knowledge, all worthless compared to knowing Jesus. If we put that much importance on knowing Jesus, we will know him, and we'll know the truth, because he'll show it to us, and it will set us free. Lord Jesus, I had my priorities wrong. I've relied too much on my own understanding of the written word, and I've neglected in many ways knowing you, the living word. I want to know you personally, closely, daily. Help me to spend more time with you, to open up to you completely through confession, to listen to you during my prayers. Then I know you'll show me the truth as I study, as I interact with others, as I relate to my family, as I meet with my brothers and sisters in your church. Fill me with your spirit and mold me into the person you want me to be. Like Jesus Christ, in whose name I beg these things. Amen.